coming tonight, everybody. And thank you, Steve, for the invitation, and everybody from the Poetry Center. And I'm really happy to be reading with Rod. I'm just going to break the ice. I'll just do a little ballad. I've been asked to do a lot of occasional poetry lately, like sort of assignments. I love assignments. Sometimes they're hard to fulfill, but I'm just do this ballad in honor of the 100th anniversary of Cecil Sharp coming to the Appalachian Mountains near Asheville to collect ballads. He did that from England. So I'd like to rewrite Protestant hymns. So this is one you might recognize the tune of. Okay, it's called A Ballad in C Sharp for Cecil Sharp. To the tune of Immortal, Invisible, Take Back the Hymn in the Voice of the Hill Woman for Elmer Hall. Come, balladers, fiddlers, gather around. A man's come from England to gather our songs. He's heard those old love songs still live in our town. A lady's here with him, she's writing them down. From a city called London out over the sea, he looks like a kinfolk, like Aunt Ora Lee. This Englishman's queer now, he don't eat no meat. His clothes, they're so fancy, those shoes on his feet. He's writing down music, the grace notes and all, and won't stop, I know it, till his book's all full. The stars fall in August all over the sky. The Milky Way's churning the sweet by and by. Old love songs, old sad songs, impossible rhymes. Give them to your children, they'll make them their own. My blood runs down furrows of my lonely brow. I wake and I'm crying, oh Lord, take me now. I'm birthing my baby high up on the ridge. She'll know all the love songs sung over the ledge. The songs are a blessing, a friend in the day, or black as a nightmare, oh death, stay away. There's ladies and knights be alive in these hills. There's fairies and elves hid at the lip of the well. That bird over yonder, take care what you do. He'll spy you, he'll chide you if you're something to rue. Oh, take back those hymn tunes and splice them with these new stories, our tabloids, we're down on our knees. At least we're alive now, little Margaret's no more. So let's sing those old songs from the opposite shore. The songs, they're still living up under the hill. They pour out at daybreak, they're sung in the mill. They're deep as the bedrock of green serpentine. A snake ate a hoe cake of all of our dreams. Oh, daisies, I see you, you're rolling my way. Like stars up above me now falling away. So it's a little ballad. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's clapped for songs. So this is another occasional poem for a friend who's due to give birth on the 27th of October. And it's in trochaic meter. Spell for a new mother. Women on the edge of water, children here and gone before, growing earth in son or daughter, spirals curving either or. We create a new earth blooming, sleeping, waking on the shore. Here we find a new song tuning, swelling ocean evermore. Fast the new babe brings a turning, quickening, kicking, raising heat. Gather round her, all you women, deck her throne with flowers sweet. Time for fragments to be joining, bound as one by human thread. Silken, fiery, splendid Sappho, bless the fruitful marriage bed. All the mothers, now we call you, help us see how best to praise. Celebrate the one before us, give her strength and joy to raise up a girl child, strong and mighty, daughter longed for in a ring. Soon to run among the seashells, soon to let her laughter sing. We are ready with a circle, strong and glowing arm in arm. We are here to chant a new song, lullaby and battle charm. Blessings, blessings, old and new ones, all our ages stand quite still. Feel the power she has conjured, feel her strength and glowing will. Here is beauty without measure, shout and sing and whisper strong. Come and hold the space together, this is why we sing our songs. So I'm trying to conjure Helen Adam a little bit, because I think of her with San Francisco. I have my Worm Queen pin on my sweater somewhere. I don't know, my Worm Queen poet pin that I got from SPD, I think it is. So this is another one, North Carolina based project from, I was asked to write a poem about one of the national parks in North Carolina, so I wrote one on for Connemara. Hey, how are you? She's from North Carolina. She's from my high school friend, Martha. House of Green Thunder for Carl and Lillian Sandberg's Connemara, Flat Rock, North Carolina. As a child, I was taken to visit Connemara. As I remember, a little display of concrete poems in the shapes of shoes next to a typewriter on an orange crate let me know I was taken to visit poetry. All the books on the staircase said, never back away from love of the word. Oh, what is louder than the thorn in the window of her thunder? Wild rutabaga stories growing in a thousand creeks under her ground. A song still a song, but sounds quite different when it's grown. I took an upside down photograph of their stationery on a shelf, a copper plate sans serif. If it was a snake, it would have bit me, beaming in some past I keep desiring, like walking down the main street of a town that feels like wearing a vintage dress. As we exit through the gift shop, the great-grandchildren of Lillian's goats reproduce in stuffed animal glory and bleat, oh, what is whiter than the milk? Every evening after dinner, Carl opens up the American song bag of his mind, singing Oh, Susanna and such like banjo and grandkid on his knee. Some books he wrote on an outcrop of rock overlooking the valley, since the beauty of the mountains would be too distracting to get much done. Sandberg wrestled upstairs with tomes on Lincoln in a room with no view. Now over 10,000 books in a 9,000 square foot home of 22 rooms and a million acres of sky, Connemara means the sea. So, and this is a crazy little poem I wrote. I had to do one political poem for North Carolina for this crazy election that's happening. And North Carolina is, of course, one of the swing states. And it's the new book of lamentations. And it's an acrostic with the alphabet. As I travel east to the Carolina lowlands, a beast rears up his ugly head and snarls, a cerebus as hound dog on the loose, damming all in his path, sucking eggs of folded gold of nests, hope chest flung open, sucked dry, thrown open by rows of gigantic limbs of depravity lurking in the hedgerows, masked, feigning indifference. Now I see their ugly faces so well hidden in my childhood. I now see jerked off bags over heads as the lynchmen of history stalk and kill, one by many, all we love and have loved, as people of the earth, of the salt, of the full moon rising over the hill, even she gives me the baleful eye. Never thought I'd have to witness this existence. Oh, Carolina Panthers, quickly flex your claws and swipe down those ridiculous varmints who are about unholy businesses. The hangings, torchings, rapings of people and the people's earth is so recent a thing. This is not the way to put North Carolina on the map. This undertow of evil, so mighty and powerful, vote McCrory out. The world is watching. X marks the spot where you never asked, but now I'm asking, what will be our point Z? And that was written before that bathroom bill came through. So every time I go home, it's this horrible headline, so I had to write something. North Carolina. I'm going to vote in North Carolina. Are you going back there? No, you're here. Okay. Let's party soon. Okay. All right. So I've been sort of writing a lot of sonnets. So I published Bernadette Mayer's Sonnets. That was the first book that's in the Tinder omnibus over there 25 or so years ago. And I've had that form in my mind, so I wanted to read some of those. I've been playing with that shape of the 14 lines, but sort of doing it in a more headlong kind of way with Bernadette's Bernadette Mayer's sonnets in mind, but also thinking of Frank O'Hara and kind of that headlong music. So just to, I'm going to read a bunch of those. So just have that little square space in your mind and just lay back and listen to it. Here's a recent one I wrote during the Keats seminar for Keats. Guilty pleasure of the sonnet now comes upon me once again. The trochee spills on the floor of marbled fawn, laying down the ballad stanza, fills me with a brimming bowl, turns the diction on its ear, now struck from behind by a great white shark, something awkward and odd and off-putting 10 years before his birth, this day's absence of ancient turn. Here we are not in a classroom. Wind blows down the queen's shade haze, gauging portraits for another, too big to fail or trump your call. Lepidopterous separatists tell each other. Tudor mode ice cream truck unload, not as Latin as a quarter. String light gone. And here too I wrote for Peter Cully. In a day's eye, for Pete. As the dog bays on Nelson's Ridge, I shiver in the lusty month of May from cold, standing and ache, loves me not, future widowed to self, eventide, fast falls ivy, dandelion, array, symmetry, panoply, and bird. I go to the end of the earth for a new word. The madman in the dictionary scribbles the map so lovely where you once walked alone. Red poker, whatever lucid, the song and the cold frame, like a dog licking its wounds until sadly moves on, alone with thoughts gyrating in the hallucinatory line, that white haze in the distance, it was thousands of daisies looking at me. And then full moon eye, like a bird on the wing, from another lifetime, shaking the code out of the clear clouds, and the door opens into the night wind, side eye from the fairies on the side porch, airlift the confidence man. I make haste to write you again, said Dr. Johnson to Mr. Boswell, lest my last letter should give you too much pain in the anatomy of melancholic roses. My dear cousin, let me know whether I have not sent you a pretty library of the soul. Now go to it, and do not let him teach you a foolish notion that melancholy is a proof of acuteness. There's a sepia ring around your spontaneous tenderness. And Peter and I wrote some parallel poems, and I just want to read a little bit from the middle of In the Laurels Cot. It was my midsummer cushion. He gave me John Clare, and we wrote our sort of pastorals of Vancouver and North Carolina together, parallel. And he did, you know, his Hammertown trilogy. So I'll just read a few of these. Midsummer cushion for Peter, and is a quote from him. Velvety peaks of the old America, the mound America. Moss pillow. Visiting Peter on some planisphere where all the emails go when erased, where the servers overflow. To stand in a high up place in all the mounds of England, at a great height on Glastonbury Tor, we have not to fall but to lift off straight arrows. We are already halfway there, level 7, dust from all dead flower petals scattered ash. Ashgrove is painted, and now the yellow flame room, also the hymning room. Our rooms are naming themselves one by one. The house is meant to serve us, not we the house. Bed us, encase us, no other way around us. They live in Mars Hill, so where's Venus? Green tendrils grow around new nerves. Tiny orange spiders are born from eggs. A fly just landed on Conrad's stanza and showed it to me anew. It is just so. Dowsing for Dummies. Blockade is pink lemonade made from strawberry library books. The Totoro house hums a deep song in yonder glen. You're a fragment of my imagination. Experience wafts its checkered travelers in with a thumbprint, vexed then fixed. Seeing signs shaped like huge shoes, Fox Church Road sprang up on our left. bright blue-green beetle veil under a rock. Keats's favorite letter was V. She spins it like a tiny DJ in her alphabet box. Windy Mandy over the wall straggles in with beeping shoes, lit up like a kite. The leaves are out of pollen, or soon will be. Who are you calling a verdant lush? Here, Mommy, hold this mess. Don't say to me, I don't like to. Blap is my friend. He's a boy. He's a ghost who lives in New York. He painted with me. His hair is yellow. He painted pink hair. His hair is red. I am Blap. Here are some peaceful puzzles for you. I will make some more for you. Are you a cat bus? We're getting married. I'm marrying this tree. Cheeky Dicky married a chickadee. You're dead chuffed with yourself, scraping away at a bleeding book. And you should be too. So where's my werewolf pillow? So just two of those. Now I'm getting my out of time feeling, so you'll have to help me with this. But out of time when I read poetry. Out of my mind. Okay. Sonics. When in doubt, translate. Barbara Guest. Procreation sonnet. Everyone wants to make babies with the hottest beauties so that Rose will never die. Seeing that women at full bloom are on the brink of seed, men want some child to hold up their memory. What all eyes see belongs to them alone. Stop fanning the flames of all your flaws, creating lack where true multiplicity lies. You're acting as your own worst enemy. You, now Earth's Christmas decoration, you, the early sign of tinsel spring, within your own hidden bud, satisfaction, and tender girl, you're wasting it by being selfish. Feel sorry for the world. Serve it up. Don't risk the grave. It's time. So that's the first Shakespeare sonnet translated to Leannese. Okay. Where's one y'all might recognize? I'm not going to read the original Shakespeare. I do that when I have more time. But here is one. I think it's 103. I think it's my mistress's eyes. My crush's eyes do beam blue and blind me like the sun. Corals are far harder than her hips, her thighs caught. Never gave Snow White a chance, you dwarves. Why are her breasts so done up? If hair be wired, hers is lit from within. Appled, and I've never seen any roses as red as rose red her beast. But no, I cannot even dream of her cheeks tonight. And in Deneuve's Chanel is more delight than in Catherine's cabinet where old perfumes do be. I love to hear her speak, yet well I know that her written hand far surpasses even that orality. I allow I never saw this goddess go so low. So, mister, when she walls up, she treads in Brooklyn, where in my mind I still dwell on Hope Street. But rarely, rarely do I even go there. Acupuncture. When in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes, which seems to happen on a daily basis, inserted here into meridians of care, the twist is what does it through my hair. Crown of head, a beam of light release, face down in a doll hospital for very large dolls, fixed points, astrocartography of the body, and I am a city, a world, and I float to a cosmos, octopus arm around me, neural electric net to wake the bone, road, equator, pulse of plexus solar, earthquake spasm and hurtful polar melt. If only so, the body of this world could be healed that way. Silver needles in the gyres. Sonnet to Fall. Autumn is when you might see me age, when yellow leaves or none or few do hang. It's my birthday, by the way, where all the sweet girls sang. Out the back window, still green the willow, choir practice over, and I mean forever. In me you see the bluest hour of that daybook, the last slant of sunlight up 22nd Street. Sideways illumination, scribbled chalk drawing on vivid Halloween night, the rain takes it all away. Death's better half in costume on the steps, burning men of such a fire, eaten up by richest dinners. My friend who's dead, you're not here to feel this fall, but I walk fresh into evening's rain, still mine to love. I want to read my son at 56 because of Paul Hoover being here in town, because he did that whole book of them, so I'm going to do mine. So my son at 56, sweet love, keep getting stronger. Don't say to me your straight razor should be any different from hunger. Just because we ate heaven together today, we'll both be feeling that sharp knife of hunger tomorrow. So love, be here now with me. Although you fill your hungry eyes until they squint through slits, tomorrow you'll be wide-eyed in search of good food. Don't kill love's spirit with a stomach to dullness forever. Let this sad intermission be like the sea with beaches on either side, that when they view you, love, again, you who are my vision, will be ever more psychedelically blessed. Else, might as well just call it winter, being such a drag. It makes summers coming in 3 times more ecstatic and rare. One 17 redo. Stop accusing me that I've been chicken with payback for Desert Storm. Dissed on your best girls, whereto all bondages do tie me up. That I have frequently exchanged unknown fluids and wasted away your own. I've hoisted ass to ferry across sweet options to flee from you who one time did me suck. Book me, my mulishness, and second down on the jiggers of 100-proof sunrise gather. Bring me to your mouth, your pout. Don't shoot me with your new wake of hate. I testify in courts of love, my appealing constant apples prove. I really need to know what time it is. Oh, there it is. Okay, thank you. All right. Okay. I wanted to do one of the homophonic mistranslations. This is from Edna St. Vincent Millay poem called, the first line is, sweet love, sweet thorn, when light to my heart. So I did, sweet lug, sweet horn, vain lights be to my heart. Eyes stuck, use thrust, Furby essence aim slash, and illusion shoveled in the glass, a heart while brainy leavening rips to mist nights and mist nights to clocked morning jeer and clods the hearse across the garter snake bite. Aunt Bertie crows nauseously and a son, a pair, hate eyes bethunk my din, sweet lug, sweaty horn. Howl sharply in English evens at the behest of wham. All's requiem and even da few teaches swear. It's happy hour. Can't leave whiten the beast, Ahab is nutso. Came strumming at the all. Okay, let's see. There's so many. Oh, this is a funny one. After Scorn Not the Sonnet by Wordsworth. Diss not the sonnet. Diss not the sonnet, poet. You need it. Don't be numb to its beauties. With this form, Shakespeare gave us his all. This song of a small Stratocaster healed Petrarch's heart. 1,000 times a guy named Tasso played it out, as Denby, Bernadette, and Berrigan too wove it up. The sonnet shines like an autumn leaf on the cypress crown of even Dante. His high forehead spiraled with bright fireflies. It saved Spencer's butt, got him back from Mab. Fairy tales of danger messing with his mind, and even a damp decay crept up on Milton. Miss Thing blew those solo sonnets out, so write one now, sister, brother, before winter. Okay, I'm getting. Let's see. Oh, I'm gonna read. I have to read one for Lainey Brown. She's been my parallel sonnet maker for many years now. She did daily sonnets and all that, but this is for her amulet sonnets. Your amulet is on my door. Fat robins cherry bomb the car. The plants are brown with a trace of green. The sky is blue above the castle-like apartment. Building parapeted across the backyard bird sanctuary. Conrad hums on the phone. Falcons have been spotted here. Did you know there's a Blake Tarot? 3 of poets I send to you, and there's a suit called Painters too, which is what poets do with words, but you do with colors pasted together and drawings of others made diaphanous and layered. We'll have to have another session in person when you come soon, but meanwhile I print this out and put it on my wall for once, not written with all thumbs. Catullus Couch for Bill Berkson. Good advice, start over. Today I'm Catullus, fitful on my couch, yearning for a playmate to write erotic playthings with back and forth as we promised. Never missing dinner, waking from southern living, cows chiastically low and moan, non-chiastically arranged. Oh, how lucky a poet is who has only to feed herself a suggestion or two and later find it spilled recumbent into poems small enough to carry anywhere. Falling asleep with the small green anthology in hand, I read through day-closed lids illumined. Change this, lesbia, meaning the verses, even then our love remains. The Archers of Love Exalted for Stacey Doris. Arch her, arc her, her arc. Moving forward in time, a spiral is hers, are hers to arc over, a doorway to pass under, to pass through the undulatory nature or the shape of love. It draws circles and sine waves, up and down, protects the arc welder's eyes. Even though it's bright, a spiral is here, circular yet advancing through time and space, still connected to its lows and highs, which if turned on its side would be the other way around. Protected yet open, a force field easily crossed by osmotic cell wall, a force field grows stronger the more people cross into it, focusing their elected families of love, expanding their power, the mitochondria unfurl their strands and make a new complex. Mushroom lichen folds to step up the tree. Flea elf is to leaf as leaf is to fealty, taken care of as in separate and back together connected on a web we're in and on that trembles with dew and rain and tears and tears that hit it and long periods with no tears and people quietly and boisterously moving in and out of rooms in our mortal coil, in our cycles of desire, together and alone in our mortal immortal spiral. I'm getting a message that we sleep in such small rooms under such a large sky and the music that keeps us warm with each other and this weather is forever. And I just want to end with, I wanted to read that Bill poem here, the Bill Berkson poem, and just happened to be the next one on the page was the one I wrote for Rod a long time ago. So I want to end with that poem to lead into Rod's readings. And it's a list poem. Dear Rod Moth, you are a moth hitting me in my chest of film. You are the brother of my southern wants rented out to Madison Square Garden for a dead fest. You are the last Jupiter Baedeker. You are an ornamental flower sculpture who smokes packs of feral wolf cub tickets outside the DMV. You are one of the few people I feel is genuinely interested in trading off licks of colored icing like an abstract expressionist Rasta. You are Barbara Guest on Mercury Rev. You are father of Pookie. You are F-stop on my knee in the subtitler of Rose Pizza. You are my garden in the dark. You are washing down a Klondike Fuzzbuster with the soft drink of the Carolinas. You are burning and adjusted. You are suffering little children to come to you in the morning, but you are not Jesus. You are dancing that way to make people look down. You are losing it with Kevin Davies. You are the keeper of Boober. You are a Bob Mould song structure bridging to the Emperor of Ice Cream. You are here. You are 1,000 characters in a spliced passion slash no slash morality play. You are antediluvian spire. You are the alphabetic browser of Nebraskan glass. You are Scotch tape to be continued. Thank you.